Welcome back to FinTalk, brought to you by Venmo. Here we discuss pressing topics in fintech, regtech, covering regulatory, collateral and digital across banking and insurance and finance. Venmo has been proud to deliver innovative software solutions in the industry with stability and cost efficiency for our global watchdog clients. With over 20 years of trusted transformation in finance and insurance, we're bringing industry's top expertise to FinTalk. I'm Jared Akhtar, and I'll be your host for this podcast. The views reflected in this audio are the views of the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of the global EY organization or its member firms. Welcome back to FinTalk, brought to you by Vermeg. I'm Jared Akhtar, your host. So today we'll be talking about consumer duty, and I'm delighted to have with me Matthew Tyrrell from EY. Welcome, Matthew.
Hi, Jared. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. Just for those people that don't know you, go into a brief history about where you've come from and what brings you to EY.
Yeah, absolutely. So firstly, thanks for having me. It's great to be here with you today. I have spent 17 years at the FCA, previously the FSA before that, before joining EY in June of 2022. In my 17 years, I spent a lot of time in supervision, in authorizations, a bit of time in policy, and then also time in IT function. But the vast majority of my tenure at the FCA was spent in the data function. I helped set up the FCA's first ever data strategy and data office, and then led various teams across that data office over 7 to 8 years. I led the program to replace the FCA's previous reporting platform, which was called Gabriel, with the new Reg Data solution. And then when I left the FCA, I was the head of its central data office. I'm now in EY's technology consulting team and helping firms with data and technology challenges and also opportunities.
Excellent. Thank you, Matthew. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that remember Gabriel and the change to Reg Data. But today we're going to talk about consumer duty, so I appreciate your time here. So I'm going to dive straight in. So we can see consumer duty is a cornerstone of the FCA's three-year strategy, and that the Parliament has given the FCA a mandate to introduce the Financial Services Act 2021. But what does this mean to firms in the real world?
Yeah, well, it's a significant moment in UK financial services regulation. The duty brings a really clear focus on the interests of consumers through new higher requirements and expectations as to the standards of conduct for firms. And it's really driven by the concern that consumers don't always get the right products and services that meet their needs, or indeed the outcomes that they might reasonably expect from those products and services. It's been something that's been coming into place for a little while now. So in July 22, the final rules were published. And then there was a period between that and October of 22, whereby firms were producing their implementation plans. And they were sponsored and owned by boards and submitted to the FCA in October. And then since then, all sort of hands are on deck for the implementation deadline for open products in July 2023. And then 12 months later for closed products. There's three principles, cross-cutting principles that are within the duty, and four key outcomes. And the outcomes are across products and services, price and value, consumer understanding, and lastly, consumer support. And I guess to answer your question directly, it's going to mean real wholesale changes across firms. A successful implementation of the duty is going to require a really holistic approach, delivering, I guess, evidence in across good consumer outcomes. And the FCA has been very clear that this isn't going away. This is something that's here to stay. And I think there's a real interesting indicator of that when they quoted implementation costs for industry, which can go up to £2.4 billion, they're forecasting. So it just gives you an idea of the scale of how big this is. I think the other thing I would say is that whilst it sounds really big, it's a real opportunity as well for firms. Firms who take a more strategic perspective and look at how consumer outcomes considerations align with their existing and feeding with their existing change programs can really shape the change strategically that's needed ahead. So firms, you know, needing to look at how they use their data better to understand their customers, how they can be enabled by technology to understand consumer experiences, and critically, what they then do with that data is the key thing. So it's not just about MI metrics, acting on those insights. It's really important. Just finished by saying the EY organization has been constructing and working with clients on what we call a real front to back approach, which really focuses the mind on helping resolve common issues. Those issues that are in front of firms, but also paves the way to leverage those bigger opportunities presented by what is a real seismic regulatory shift, and data and technology is really at the heart of that.
Yeah, thanks for that, Matthew. That was some really interesting figures as well. Just touching upon data. So data and KPIs is a key source of information to help identify firms' outcomes. How can firms make better utilize what they have, or how do they go about gathering the information that is required?
I'd start with saying it all begins with understanding the questions to answer. It's kind of all too easy and exciting to jump into the data and metrics. I would say exciting as a data person, wouldn't I? But you know, that's where the kind of the attractive bit often is. And actually taking a step back and thinking, well, what do we really need to know at these various points in the consumer experience along the journey is critically where firms should be starting. So, you know, EY, we've been helping clients to work through what are those respective products and services? What is the customer experience? What's the journey? And that gives you a chance to understand where along that journey you have questions to answer about that customer experience. What could it feel like for the customer? Where could it be a positive experience? But similarly, where could a customer struggle maybe to understand a part of a product or a service or the benefit they're seeking to derive from it? And then once you have those questions, you can then say, okay, what data do we need to answer those questions? What of those data points do we already have? And what can we therefore make use of or better use of? So, for example, a lot of firms will have call centers where they will take, you know, thousands of queries and calls from customers on their services and products. You know, there's an opportunity to use that data better, more, and potentially use it in combination with other data sources to produce insights that historically wouldn't have been possible. So that's kind of an area of thought for firms, but it's also something that regulators are doing. So the FCA has been very clear that it's building out a digital unified intelligence environment, which is a kind of a space to bring together different data sources to sort of cut, slice, dice them and gain insights from doing so that wouldn't historically have been possible. And that's something that firms can be thinking about as well. I guess the other thing is that firms may wish to also supplement existing data sources with new ones. And I guess there's also, getting back to the exciting, but there's also a caution there, right? Because bringing new sources in, there are obligations with the likes of GDPR and other considerations there to bring in up front. So I think there's a lot for firms to think about. I guess from a practical perspective, where do you start? So getting the right focus is really important. What do the risks look like? What does a risk-based approach look like for firms to really focus on what needs to change to make a difference? Being pragmatic, as I said, using what's already in place data and technology-wise, where can you make manual changes or tweaks? Or how can you leverage data sets differently you've already got? I think building from the ground up is really important as well. So what are those data foundations you need in place? As I mentioned, those kind of those standing questions and does the data you have answer the question? And how do you supplement and build that? And then thinking about sort of data foundations more specifically. Now, how do you make sure that when you're bringing new sources in, you are getting clear ownership in place for them, that you put good governance controls around them, that you can quality assess and manage them? Because that will then influence the quality of your usage of the data. But also being mindful that the FCA has not set a regulatory reporting, a regular submission for Consumer Duty yet. And it may not well decide to do so. You know, with what they're doing with the likes of the digital unified intelligence work I mentioned a moment ago, they may decide to ask for ad hoc requests from firms. So for firms to build those foundational elements, as well as supplementing data sources and the analytics and the like, that's also possible through that to answer and address the points across the respective journeys for products and services will be important, because the regulator will then want to receive a bunch of data, and firms will want to make sure that that is good quality as well. So there's a lot to think about there.
Yeah, definitely. And it is interesting. Also, data from a vendor point of view, right, is key. And they are that is the most exciting bit for us as well. Coming from a vendor, so how can tech vendors help in this process?
Yeah, so, I mean, clearly there's going to be differences in what firms already have in terms of their data and technology estate. But I think given the scale of change that's going to be required, and obviously, as I mentioned, that July deadline is looming for implementation, firms will need to kind of understand what needs to be achieved really quickly and prioritize that, and may need help and support in doing so from a technology and data perspective. So there's clearly opportunities there. And for the implementation, getting the right data and MI in place is really going to determine whether firms are successful in the response to the duty in the short, medium and longer term. And critically, from the longer term perspective, there is the sort of the potentially bigger wholesale transformation that will be required. As I mentioned, the FCA said it's here for the long run. So, you know, firms will invest. And so for tech vendors, there will be opportunities there. Similarly, as I mentioned, the sort of the shorter term interim fixes may also need help and support. You know, EY, we've got accelerators that we've been working with clients on, you know, social media analytics, as I mentioned, the call center voice analytics, data stores. You know, some of these things will need a bit of oomph and a bit of a push in the right direction. And so there'll be opportunities for firms there. And I guess also there's the tension between those shorter term immediate priorities and manual workarounds and fixes and the bigger, more strategic, more wholesale changes. So, you know, tech vendors, data providers will no doubt have lots of opportunities to support firms in all those areas. And I think bringing also more innovative solutions and leveraging, you know, more cutting edge technology and the range of data sources that are available will also be a key play.
Yeah, thanks for that. And I think there's definitely going to be a lot of work we're going to be doing, vendors and data providers, a lot of collaboration I see happening in this. You mentioned about July. So timescales I see are really tight. Implementation is required by the end of July 23. So kind of a last point to leave listeners with. So how can a firm look to establish this in such short time frame? And any tips or hints that you can provide?
Yeah, so EY run a consumer duty readiness survey. There was one undertaken last year and then just more recently the 2023 run. And that's really to understand firms, the progress that firms are making in this implementation period. The 2022 survey showed that firms saw consumer duty as their biggest regulated priority, but they were unsure as to how they would deliver against the sort of the significant shift that the FCA has outlined. This year's data shows that firms believe they've made good progress, quite significant progress in understanding what the duties required and sort of the changes that the FCA expectations are setting. But the majority of firms responding to the survey acknowledged that they won't be able to make the changes required in time for that July implementation deadline, and that therefore temporary fixes are going to be needed and used. So in terms of what firms can do, I think being really sort of open and honest and self-critical, if you like, about where you are today and to prioritize against that. You know, it's a long-term journey. So working out where your biggest risks are and what actions can you take today. They might not be perfect, but you know, what action you take today against those priority areas is really important. And secondly, being pragmatic. I was talking earlier about, you know, what data have we already got to answer those questions? You know, can you better integrate and better leverage that existing data? Can you supplement it to make better use of it together with other sources? And again, you know, being pragmatic and sensible about leveraging those workarounds for day one. But then I think the last thing is really leveraging the opportunity. The manual interim solutions, you know, hopefully they'll be short term, but they can help you build and test and iterate towards that longer term change program, or it needs to be more built more strategically. And there is a real big opportunity there for firms. And I guess it's a really pivotal time, and it'll be really interesting to see the different dynamics at play as we come ever closer to July's implementation deadline.
Perfect. Matthew, thank you. There's a lot there to cover, right? And I think you're right in saying firms need to be pragmatic, because a lot of this is new to them as well. So it'll be really interesting, because, you know, we're coming from, I deal with clients on the reg side. That's new. It's established. It's there. Consumer side, there's a lot of information, right? Just even look at what's going on. And July, yeah, definitely it looks tight. So pragmatic. But then, yeah, you're right. Longer term goals are really key. Matthew, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate this. I know how busy you are with the July deadline looming for everyone. So thank you again. And thank you to all the listeners.
Thank you.